Effingham Radio News. I'm Vanessa Torres. This afternoon, I have Michael Patton with me, a concerned parent who's going to speak to me in regards to the incident at Mon High School. How you doing, Michael? All right, so basically, I just want to get your take on this because I have already spoken to the superintendent and they told me that they had already kind of taken care of this matter. So I want to get your opinion on your concerns and why you feel that everything had happened the way it did.
Well, it's starting off. You know, I found out about this through one of my children that attends that high school. And once we found out, my wife, I called the school to find out, you know, what exactly was going on. And they pretty much said the same thing. They had it under control. Everything was fine. And that they gave him a two-day suspension because it was just hearsay. Nothing was found. And for me, I didn't stop there. I mean, it kind of made me mad that the schools didn't bring it to our attention to start with because it's not something that, you know, you just throw under the rug. I mean, it's been happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Completely understandable.
So I went a step farther. I didn't know it'd blow up as far as it did, but I wanted other parents around Altamont High School to know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically why I wrote my post that I did on Facebook with my concerns. I mean, I did not mention any of the names. For the reason it wasn't to, make things worse. I just felt that this child needed help, and I didn't think 2 days of suspension was good enough.
Right. Completely understandable. So you say that you reached out to some of the parents. Now, I know that you did put some stuff through social media. Did you reach out to any of the parents personally or no?
No, I did not. My thing was just basically on Facebook. Being in the community, I don't know a lot of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So my way of doing it was through Facebook.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to say that I am very sorry for this incident and that you felt that your children were not safe at this school. Is there anything else that you feel you might want to add?
I know that they ended up having a meeting the other day. Mm-hmm. And the parent, the father of the child, did speak with me himself through Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know that, you know, they pulled him out at school and then that they were going to get him help, which he was really nice. And that was my main concern because you just don't know what could happen.
Right. All right. And, well, Matthew, thank you so much. I do really appreciate you talking to me today. I know that this afternoon there will be a meeting, a parental teacher advisory. Are you expected to attend?
With my work schedule, I can't make it. I couldn't make it to the one yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, just wanted to ask, you know, just, you know, keep you informed. Well, Matthew, thank you so much. I strongly appreciate that you were willing to speak to me on this matter this afternoon, and hopefully things do get better. And yeah, again, thanks again.
All right, thank you.
All right, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.